It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch to say the parasha of the Akedah, Akedat Yitzchak, every day. And of course, the rabbis instituted it as part of the Sidur, which is something we say right away in the morning. And then we say a special Ribono Shel Olam after it. It says, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Kemo Shekabash Abraham Avinu et Rachamav, just like Abraham Avinu kavash, he conquered et Rachamav, his mercy, because he went against mercy and acted in a way cruel to almost kill his son, or to be willing to, on God's command, of course. La'asot ritzonecha belevav shalem, to do your will with a full heart. So because Abraham did that, we say, ken yechbeshu rachamecha, may you conquer your rachamim. Now this sounds funny. We never ask God to conquer his mercy. We want him to use mercy. But really, we continue on. It says, ken yechbeshu rachamecha et ka'asecha. So it means, may your mercy conquer your anger. So it is conquering the anger. And we want to be left with mercy. And then, may you give mercy to us. Now, it's a little strange. This is not the normal way that we think things go. Usually, a person acts merciful to your friend, and midah keneged midah, Hashem will act mercifully to you. Here we're saying, because Abraham, you acted cruel, you didn't do mercy, now God be merciful on us. It's kind of like turning the whole formula on its head of the midah keneged midah. Sometimes we run through this Ribono Shel Olam so quickly, we don't realize what we're saying. So what's up with this? Why is this the way the package formula to get God's mercy is? Whoever heard to be cruel brings mercy? So we have to understand like this. Abraham Avinu, what he's doing right here, is different from a normal circumstance. Just to give a brief understanding of what the Avot did. It says, Abraham instituted Tiken, Shachrit, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov Arbit. Now, it doesn't mean Tiken that they prayed it. It says they made it, they rectified it. It's not just they prayed Shachrit, so now we're going to copy them and we're going to pray Shachrit. It's he made the Shachrit, which means like this. Let's say you have a cell phone. It works. You called a guy in Japan. Now, if you went to in a time machine, you took your cell phone and went back 100 or a couple of hundred years, you'll have the cell phone. It's all very nice. You can look in it. It's the wires are all there. It'll be great technology. The only problem is when you push the button to call, nothing's going to happen because no wires or satellites or things are set up. So you have the phone, but it can't work. That's what it means. Abraham Avinu and Yitzhak and Yaakov Avinu, they set up the wiring of the Sidur. That's why the Sidur, the prayer book, it works. It's like the phone. You push the buttons. The only reason the prayer goes up to Shamayim the way it does when we pray is because somebody set it up. It's not that he just prayed. He set up the prayer. There was wiring to be done. And how did he wire it? With his 10 tests, Abraham. Because we have 10 sefirot and there's 10 aspects in the Sidur. Everything's with 10. When he did his 10 trials, he actually set up the 10 wires so that now the Shefa, the bounty that's up in Shamayim, can come down here as we push the buttons of the Sidur. Obviously, you have to push the button too. You need the wires and you have to make the phone call. So we're like a team effort. So that's why they are the Avot. They are in a separate category, and we are the banim, the children. They're like the technicians of spirituality. Now we have more of an appreciation for what they did. So that's what it means to set it up is different than actually using it. So now we go back to Akedah. Before we're all going to have the formula of if you're merciful, Hashem will be merciful to you. That's like using the phone. Someone has to set that up. Abraham set that up. How's that? So it's a different formula. It's like this now. Hashem wants to see that you declare him one and that he owns everything. So imagine here's Abraham Avinu. He wants to keep his son alive because that's mercy, is to give good to his son. And that's what he wants to do. He would rather use his own mercy and keep his son safe. But he has to now say to himself, I am not in charge of mercy. Mercy belongs to God. If he tells me not to be merciful, I won't be it. I have to admit that mercy does not belong to me to use it when I want it. So I have to give it up. Give it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Admit that all mercy is his. And do what he says, which is against mercy. Because that's how you show mercy is his. Because you don't do what you want to do as mercy. Now that you've shown God that you understand that mercy is his, now you can have it. Now Hashem can act and will act mercifully towards you and your children. And now the regular formula, which is like pushing the buttons on the phone, when a person will act mercifully, he'll get mercy back to him. But before, Abraham Avinu had to set this up. He had to set up mercy by acting the other way. But that's why the formula works. When we say the Ribono Shel Olam, this is talking about the time Abraham Avinu set up the idea of mercy, so to speak, that we will get it from Hashem when we act mercifully. And this teaches us that any time you want anything, you have to first show Hashem that you understand that it belongs to him. He's in charge of it. And then by knowing that, he'll give it to you. Of course, Be'ezrat Hashem.